Good afternoon, everyone. I'll be going over this new topic for ABA. I was blessed to be here again to hear the topics that we heard today. And I was wondering, assuming that many of you have been blessed as well with new thoughts, and I was impressed with the thought of that. First I'm going to do a question and I want a show of hands. How many of you have had what I would call an aha moment today? Something that, you know, the light bulb went on. Something that you can use in your business. So many of you have had that moment. And the thought that I have is that happens from time to time in church as well, and which is good. And there's this, a couple of verses in the latter chapters of Revelations where on the Isle of Patmos there, there's a vision happening there, and then John kind of drops to the feet of the angel that was showing him this stuff, and then the angel says, no, worship God, not me. I'm just a created being like you are. So that's the thought I have, is the aha moments. Let's glorify God. So the first few things that we'll do is kind of do like a past looking at ABA, and then present where we are, and then we'll focus on the new path that we're thinking of, and we really would like to have input from everyone that can. It doesn't have to be today, but if you still have a place to write in any of the papers that are on the tables, questions or suggestions, we're looking for them as a board to go forward. So this is fairly self-explanatory, our mission statement. Our mission is to assist Christian businesses, leaders and their businesses, by providing resources, educational events, and business counsel consistent with Anabaptist beliefs and values. And I think for myself, it's the emphasis on the Anabaptist beliefs and values coupled with the business sense is what I get for myself, and I think for many of you as well. So ABA was established approximately 7 years ago by a few local businessmen with a vision to aid local Christian business owners to collaborate with each other at seminars that help build businesses, especially business with kingdom vision. There are 6 board members serving 3-year terms, maximum term of 6 years, as we just heard. Board members are chosen by you on an annual basis. We are organized as a non-profit. Board members do not get paid for serving on the board. What is ABA doing today? Obviously, we're doing these events. This is our 7th annual. Through these events, more than 50 different speakers and panelists on more than 35 different topics. The seminar attendance last year was 260. The message is very clear, that the seminars have been appreciated and useful to those that attended. Your survey feedback has been very useful in choosing topics. You have told us that you appreciate topics that equip your businesses with practical insights and kingdom values in the contemporary marketplace. The board is listening. The annual seminars will continue. What else and what next? 2016 has been a year the board has spent some time asking ourselves exactly this question. What activities other than annual seminars should ABA engage in, and in what order? Should ABA become a non-bank financial organization or institution, like lending, investing, and trusts? The board is very reluctant to pursue this for the following reason. Canadian security and trust laws, legal and organization structure required to pursue this. Other Anabaptist organizations currently filling the space. What about business advising, consulting, mentoring, and coaching? We have heard through your survey feedback, as well as a few private conversations, that this may be an area that ABA should consider. As a board, we think this idea has merit and would provide value to the local community. How would this look, and how could it provide value? Some things Christian business owners care about. Leaving a Christian witness, personally and as a business. Following ethical business practices that reflect Christian values. Leadership that serves others. Being financially sustainable for unselfish reasons. It occurred to me with that statement there, had this thought, that the having that two financially sustainable and for unselfish reasons in the same sentence is not an oxymoron. The terms financially sustainable for unselfish reasons is not an oxymoron, meaning not a figure of speech in which contradictory terms are combined to produce a witty or a paradoxical point. Rather, it is true if we truly follow the mission taught by Jesus. And also, I had the thought of being financially sustainable is a moral obligation. Contributing to your local church and local community. Contributing to missions. Why might a business owner be interested in some outside advice, consulting, mentoring, and coaching? A young entrepreneur venturing into business for the first time. A business owner faced with the need to expand operations substantially. Any business owner looking for outside advice on a new business plan or business model. Any business owner that is facing a tough financial situation and feels the need to reach out to other trusted persons. A family business transitioning ownership. Any business person looking for some very specific advice on a particular area of in his or her business, business plans, human resources, marketing, financial, or in other words, any of the 10 blocks of knowledge that AF has put together as needed for a successful business. For myself, I would encourage anyone of you to pick up some of that information that AF has about the 10 blocks of knowledge. I want to elaborate a little bit on Anabaptist Financial. The name has been said, and I know that Wayne Wengert is one of the advisors. And in the past, we've had David Souter and Richard Shank as speakers here. They are both advisors as well. And Merle Herr here is part part of that team as well. So if you have thoughts and questions, I'm sure they could answer some of those questions as well. Anabaptist Financial, or AF, has many more resources than we have here right now as ABA. The resources include business topics organized into these 10 blocks, and I'm going to list them here. These blocks of knowledge form the basis of a successful conservative Anabaptist business. The knowledge blocks are as follows. Number one, biblical principles of business and work. Number two, business leadership. Number three, business startup analysis and annual planning. Four, accounting, taxes, and finances. Five, employee management. Six, business governance, or governance. Seven, daily administration, operations, and service management. Eight, communications. Nine, purchasing, contracts, and negotiations. And 10, marketing and sales. I found it interesting, and I have lots of questions that I'd like to ask when I have the chance of how they came up with this. I think it's good. It's interesting to see that number 8 is communications. It's a basic human need, and how often we fail. Currently, AF is working on formalizing how advisors collaborate their individual experience with the rest of the group of advisors, building toolkits for advisors. In the startup mode of doing annual they're organizing an annual two-day advisors training seminar and a one-year program, which they call an optimizer program, that businesses can elect to be part of, to have kind of an advisor go through a program with yourselves as business or ourselves. ABA of Ontario here has been invited to send people to these advisor seminars, and we are, as ABA today, wanting to cast that vision and asking you for your input for basically how we could start it here and how we could be supported. So with your input, including who you suggest could be an advisor, coupled with the collaboration of AF and their experience in advising, we are confident we can launch a local advising program. ABA is interested in recruiting a small team of local leaders to act as a business advisors, and like mentioned, we're hoping you can help us with this. The ABA board is not necessarily interested or qualified to fill advisors' roles. The board would only provide the leadership direction and organizational structure for this program. One other thought that I had was for myself, it's not that knowledge isn't available within our extended communities, but the Anabaptist business have a different reference point than the secular business world. When a choice must be made between profit and kingdom values, kingdom is first. What if one of us needs a sounding board to help make some decisions? Who would you ask? If you know of someone that could help you, could that person also be available to help someone else? If you know of somebody, please contact one of the board and let us know. ABA recognizes that a lot of advising is already happening in the communities, and we want to support that advising that is happening, help both morally and so on, but also maybe add structure to it. I had some phone conversations with different of the advisors just in the last couple of weeks because I wanted to get, I'm not experienced in this myself, but I have the desire that we would, as a group, think about this and how can we ignite some passion that maybe this should be something we're doing here locally. And some of these conversations, the feeling that I was getting is that if we can find, there was ages mentioned, I hesitate to do ages, but they were talking about the young advisors that like in their late 50s and the older advisors in their 60s and 70s. That's the group that I understand that they have in AF right now. They started in 2007, I believe, with two advisors, David and Richard. And as of now, they have 12 advisors. I don't know all their names. And this a newer venture of having them collaborate and getting structure to it is helping those advisors, giving them the support that they should have. And we, as the businesses that will be probably asking questions, should be beneficiaries of that collaboration. So who could serve as advisors? Christian individuals with a track record of servant leadership, those with a broad range of business experience, or a person with extensive experience in a very specific area of business, human resources, finance, marketing, those with a passion and a gift for mentoring and coaching each other. So again, we would ask you, if we may, to do some homework with us or for us, for the ABA board, to help us recruit. Other points. Advisors are ordinary people with talent, leadership, and experience in business. Fee for service rendered, essential for value and accountability. So to sum that up, and this would be, again, not necessarily the board, this is what my thoughts were. I believe I attended most of the last 7 years seminars here in Ontario. It seems to me that, well, literally, I usually get a headache by the end of the day. I'm absorbing and I'm trying to learn as much as I can. But a one-day seminar seems a little short to actually implement what we think we should implement. And the other thing that seems to be apparent, and it's probably the same for you, is that you kind of catch on that there's some blind spots that are going to be difficult to deal with that you might need, that I might need some help with. And if there would be some experience that we could just tap on the shoulder and have as a sounding board, or you know, get some little bit more insight, that'd be great. So I'm going to go a little bit, just one more thing here, and then I'm going to ask Merle Herr to come up here. I didn't know that he will be here until a day ago, which is, I'm just so glad that they're here. There's a face for AF. They do have the literature there as well. And I just want to go a little bit further of what I know about AF, and I'm going to ask Merle to enlarge on that and give us as many stories he can in the time he has of actual experiences of actual people helped and what the circumstances might have been or however he wants to do that. So gleaning from the experience of the AF advisors, and this was my understanding from these telephone conversations, that there are various types of business advice sought in all categories, from startup to transition, to transitioning to the next generation, and it's both the thriving and the struggling. But we understand from AF that the best value gained from hiring advisors is realized when we collaborate sooner rather than later with advisors. Waiting until an emergency situation arises is not the best way. To guide a business from a good to excellent requires time commitment and expertise, but yields the most dividends, job satisfaction, and quality of life compared to going from crisis to crisis. One last thought. Visualize your business as a wheel with these 10 blocks of knowledge. The wheel's going around, and it's hitting the road, and as the spokes are all doing their work, the ride is smooth. But you kick a spoke out, you probably get a little shimmy going. And that's how I visualize this advising. Merle, if you want to come up.